Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, well over 24 hours ago, we had the official announcement of the cabinet. Just yesterday on the show, we discussed some of the key leadership appointments. But beyond the leadership, we also need to make sure that the policies that these ministerial departments are responsible for will be carried out and continue to prioritize growth, development, and the advancement of South Africa's economy. But as you might have heard in our conversation last night, one of the key aspects that was brought up is the appointment of technocrats, individuals who are well experienced, well versed in the depth and breadth of knowledge of the portfolios they lead. Now, in some cases, it's said to be true. In others, perhaps there might be an element of expertise that might be lacking. But overall, to help us contextualize the conversation around the professionalization of government structures to ensure the sustainability of the GNU, we joined on the line by Professor Pami Nathison, the CEO of the Institute of Directors in South Africa. Professor Nathison, such a pleasure to speak to you again, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugulethu. Thanks for having me.
Great to touch base with you. And I guess first things first, it's been a long time coming since the elections. We've seen the official confirmation of the GNU and now the setup of the cabinet. And maybe let's just start by getting your reaction as the Institute of Directors to the key cabinet appointments that were announced.
Sure, yes. We've been waiting with bated breath, like all other citizens, I suppose. You know, I think without getting into details of specific people and positions, I think the overarching positive for me from a governance and leadership side is that if you have a diversity of people in any group or leadership team, those people tend to make better decisions. They tend to challenge each other. They tend to hold each other more accountable than if they were all the same. So that's why we're often looking for people from different backgrounds, et cetera. And I can therefore just assume that appointing people from different political parties is going to bring us this necessary diversity, which is going to result hopefully in challenge and better decisions and ultimately better service delivery for the citizens. Mm.
And that's important, as you say, diverse views actually helpful for better outcomes. Let's talk about the professionalization, though, of the GNU. Many might say this is quite a broad brush statement, but help us understand how we can prioritize that to see better outcomes in terms of governance.
Sure, yes. You know, the president specifically mentioned in his words, he says, professionalizing the public service based on integrity and good governance. Now, it's not the first time we're hearing these words. The government's been talking about it for many years, saying the public service needs to be professionalized. And in fact, in many SONA addresses, it's come up as well. So the IUD, we worked with the Department of Public Services and Administration many years ago on a guide to the appointment of boards of SOEs, which we hoped would have made some traction in terms of getting, you know, the right caliber of people being appointed. I mean, ultimately, whether it's board positions or leadership positions like the minister positions, you want people who have the necessary knowledge, skills, experience, et cetera, to be able to serve and add value there. And apart from skills and competence, you also want people with the necessary moral compass who are going to do the right thing for either the company or country which they're serving, not necessarily the right thing for themselves. And these two are critical things we need to be looking at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in terms of professionalizing the public service, you know, essentially what we should be doing is considering whether the individuals being appointed belong to the necessary professional bodies, et cetera, so that their skills and knowledge are kept up to date, so that they're bound by a code of conduct, so that they have designations which have been vetted and tested, that these designations can be removed if they infringe the code of conduct and that sort of thing. That's something we've been pushing for a long time when it comes to director positions. Yes. If you bring it back to the minister's level, one would assume that or hope that the individuals being appointed to oversee a certain portfolio have the necessary skill and competence to oversee that portfolio adequately. Now, if you're coming in blind and the people who you're overseeing know more than you about a specific area, it's very difficult for you to oversee them effectively. It's very difficult for you to ask the right questions interrogate the reports that are being put in front of you so that ultimately we can see progress.
And maybe that's an important aspect you mentioned. It's not just about appointing the right leadership, but also individuals who can measure, evaluate and monitor their success in appointment. Help us understand if the Institute of Directors does work very closely with, I guess, the School of Government or other institutions to prioritize this growth and development.
Yeah. So I guess two points to that. The one is that when it comes to ministerial positions, I almost equate them to an executive team of a company. Mm-hmm. I equate them to the executive team of SA Inc., for example. And each of them has a portfolio to oversee, and each of them should actually have deliverables, targets, KPIs, if you want to call them that,
yes,
based on a budget that they've been given, right? And each of them should be accountable at the end of the year to say, this is what I've achieved with my budget. And that accountability, I feel, has been lacking in the past. I mean, we all know budgets are allocated to these varied portfolios, but do we know what the impact of that budget is? Do we see more schools being built or more hospitals being built or whatever those KPIs are? You know, so that's very important. In terms of the IRD's role, we certainly do work very closely with many public sector entities in terms of upskilling, but our area of focus and our mandate is around the board of directors. So a lot of work that we do is in the public sector around educating, so doing director development for boards of public sector entities to fulfill their roles better, mm-hmm. and also doing things like board evaluations, et cetera, at corporates and governance advisory work where we go in and do gap analyses and just see where they are in terms of, you know, what the requirements are in terms of King IV and where they should be and where they can put in steps to improve their governance.
And what have the requirements been regarding King IV? Have we made progress in the last few administrations?
You know, it's difficult to say because King IV is a voluntary governance code. It certainly is recognized in South Africa and even globally recognized, but there's no regulatory enforcement of it in the public sector. So the only sector that there's a regulatory enforcement of it is for JSE listed companies where the JSE listings requirements actually requires the application of King IV in those entities. For the public sector, I would say it's at this point, it's pretty much voluntary. Many of these entities do apply King IV, or let me put it this way. They say that they apply King IV. Whether they're doing it in substance or form, the way it's meant to be done is questionable. It's hard to tell sometimes from the reporting that comes out whether it's real or it's just cut and paste disclosure. Perhaps they're saying what they think you want to see rather than what's actually happening in the organization.
Definitely. Well, let's continue to encourage this level of governance, professionalization, as well as ongoing efforts to prioritize good governance within our government structures in South Africa. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Professor Nathanson.
My pleasure.
Thank you. That's Professor Palmi Nathanson, who's the CEO of the Institute of Directors in South Africa, highlighting once again that, yes, we've got a GNU that's been appointed, cabinet ministers who are in their roles, and fundamentally what does need to be prioritized across the board is the professionalization of the roles and structures, and most importantly, the prioritization of ethical and effective leadership as outlined in King IV.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.